Home care, this is Shane Dell. How can I help you?
My name is Leslie Leopard, and I'm just calling about my potential client. She had an interview on Friday with the state. Her name's Naomi Farber, and I was just calling to find out if you guys had any information about that yet.
You'll be the caregiver?
Yeah.
Okay, so what's her name again?
Naomi Farber.
So Naomi, N-A-O-M-I, Barber?
Naomi, N-A-O-M-I, Farber, F as in Frank.
Oh, Farber.
A, yeah, Farber, yeah.
R-B-E-R. I don't see her name coming up, but you said that she already called the state?
Yeah, she had an interview Friday. She had her inspection and questionnaire on Friday.
Uh-huh.
Or whatever, with the in-person.
Okay, good. So is she ready to approve her hours? Do you know?
That's what I'm calling to find out.
Oh, okay.
It sounded like she was approved.
Okay.
But
I could take her information because I don't see her name coming up, but then we can call the state and see if it was already approved.
Okay. That's fine.
Would you have her, what information do you have? Do you have her date of birth, social, address?
I have her, her address is on Circus, or maybe it's not Circus. Hold on, let me try to see if I can pull.
Would you have her date of birth?
Yeah, something up on, text. Because I do have some of that on text.
Mm-hmm.
We've been talking about other things and, trying to get her assistance because she needs to go to the food bank and stuff, and she needs some stuff. Like, we'd like to, get her going before, Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
The holidays are coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Let me hold on. Let me see.
Sure.
Might be up here a ways. I know I have, she sent me a copy of her.
I just need her social or data or something so I can pull up her Medicaid information.
Yeah, I understand. I'm looking for that because.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just take your time.
I have that. It's just been it's been a little bit. It takes a while to get this process going. So, let's see where we at. And we just otherwise, I'm just a friend of hers. So we have chats going on. And I have two phones. I have one that I'll use for work. I need to make sure I'm using the right one. Because I might have her information on another line. Okay, let's see. Naomi. There's Cherie. There's the lady that I work from. That was in contact with. Okay, there's her. Let me see. Oh, gosh, we are. Oh, there we go. I have, let's see, what do I have on here? I have a United Healthcare card with her on it.
Does it have her date of birth?
I'm trying to look and see. Let's see. Let me. I'm trying to see. I feel like some of this information is probably on here. Sorry. I should have been a little bit more prepared. I know the last time I called,
I had some
kind of information that they needed. I'm on the phone with Freedom Care for Naomi. Okay, let me check on this phone again, because I have two lines, so I'm trying to... Okay, let's see. Yeah, we're just trying to see if they can call the state and check and see if their hours were approved. Okay, there's some stuff. I'm sure they were. She has pretty considerable condition. She can't even drive. So, okay, there's... Okay, so I'm getting to you guys' stuff a while back on this phone, but I'm still not staying. Okay, this is me asking about the Medicaid. Blah, blah, blah. I don't know if I have any information except for her. I have her Medicare. I have her United Healthcare information.
I would need either social or date of birth or Medicaid ID.
Okay.
Could we do a conference call with the caller and ask her?
She's probably asleep right now. She has narcolepsy, and she struggles with, you know, she probably won't be up until... I know there's an appointment for somebody to hook up internet over at her house, so she'll be up by then. But what I can do is call you guys back, because I think I have something in my text from her. Just let me locate that, and I'll give you a call back. Does that sound okay?
Do you
want to
call me directly? So, because it might be someone else answering the phone. If I give you my direct number, you'll reach directly to me.
Sure. Yeah, give it to me.
So
I'll just text it to her to tag it.
My number is 314-501-2521.
2521. Okay. And just give me a moment, and I'll give you a holler back if I find the information I need. If not, I'll have to wait till she's up, but I'm sure I have it somewhere in my text.
Mm-hmm.
But thank you.
Okay, no problem.
Right.
I mean, I don't mind waiting on the phone, if you can.
It's okay. It's a lot of text. Just let me give you a call back.
Okay, no problem.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, have a great day.